The Double H Ranch Serious Fun Camp, co-founded by Charles Wood and Paul Newman, provides specialized programs and year-round support for children and their families dealing with life-threatening illnesses. Paul Newman's youngest daughter, Clea Newman, joined Serious Fun Children's Network as Senior Director of External Affairs in January of last year. She works as part of the advancement team to raise money to support Serious Fun camps and programs around the world, and also serves as a spokesperson for the organization, helping to elevate awareness and advance the legacy of her father. Clea Newman joined our Alan Chartok to talk about the 23rd Serious Fun's annual gala taking place tonight from 5 to 11:30 at the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom in Lake George, New York. And Alan began asking why her father, Paul Newman, decided to create Serious Fun camps.
You know, my father felt extraordinarily lucky. Not only was he born with beautiful blue eyes and pretty handsome guy, but he was, you know, he was also very lucky in life about how things happened to him and, you know, getting his first role in films and his health and et cetera. And I think he really wanted to give back to the community and the world at large that had helped him be so successful. And children were so in the forefront of his mind that giving back to seriously ill children, children that were not given the chance at a normal childhood because they were in hospitals and being surrounded by doctors and nurses instead of their peers and children and doing fun things as children should, you know, starting camps was something that really resonated with him.
You know, camping is a sort of East Coast phenomenon. I went to a public college, a CUNY College Hunter, and, you know, I didn't have the same socializing experience that some of the people who went to all the places, you know, like Oberlin or Harvard. I got it all at camp. Was he a camper? Did he ever have the experience of going to camp?
He did. You know, it wasn't necessarily a big focus for him, but I think to him, it was something that creates such camaraderie, and it allows, you know, when kids are at camp, they get to do really super fun things. It's kind of like going to grandma's house, but for a whole summer. And to him, allowing, you know, these kids who were just really, you know, really struggling and missing so much school and getting impacted by their situation so much, allowing them to go to a place where basically everything is designed specifically for them and accommodates every possible issue so that everything they can do. I mean, we always say that all of our camps are about I cans, not I can'ts. And it's such a huge part of our message and just allowing the kids to be kids and making friends and having the support of peers that understand what they're going through.
Clea, tell me one story of one child that you've met that really gave you an understanding of what this was all about.
There are so many, but the first time I volunteered as a counselor, I was basically working full-time in the riding program because I'm a horseback rider, but one of my friends was also a counselor in one of the little boys' cabins, and some of his little boys were homesick. And so he asked me to come and hang out with his cabin on my free time. And so I spent my whole session, all my free time with those little boys, and we were running through the woods, and I got poison ivy. Of course, they didn't. And, you know, these kids were really quite ill, and their whole focus was making sure that I got up to the infirmary and had all of my bumps and bruises taken care of. And they, all three of the little boys, took me there and washed my legs and put calamine lotion all over my legs. And I think what I have always been most surprised about is the fact that as much as you give to camp, whether you're a volunteer or a donor or a doctor or a nurse, the children give back to you 110%, that you can't give enough because you get back so much.
So tell me about the gala and how much money you want to raise, how much you have to raise, and whether if you raise more, you're able to do more.
Well, as we say in fundraising, there's never a limit. We're always looking to raise the most possible money we can because obviously the more money we raise, the more children we can send to camp. It costs $2,100 for a week of camp, $600 for, you know, each child to do our adaptive winter programs, between $7,000 and $10,000 to do family programs at Double H. So there's never a limit. Every donation is needed and wanted, and, you know, we're hoping to fund as much of this summer as possible through this event.
And tell us about the event itself.
Well, it's at the most fun place in the world, Great Adventure, and it's from 5 to 11 and having tons of activities for kids and for adults alike. It's the best of all worlds.
And very quickly, Claire, would you tell us what some of the health problems that the children have are? Just a few of them.
Cancer, blood-related diseases. We also have children with some muscular issues. But it's really seriously ill. That's truly our focus, is basically children who are unable to go to any other camp. Double H is the perfect place for them because we can adapt any program to fit their needs.
I don't want to get into religion, but you are really doing God's work. Does this give you the kind of satisfaction it ought to give you?
You know, I cannot tell you how blessed I was to have parents who really put their money and time where their mouth was, and they really showed us a very special way of living your life. And I'm certainly not a saint by any stretch of the imagination, but I am indebted to the fact that I learned from a very early age that the best thing that you can do, if you have the time and wherewithal, is to give back to others, because in the long run, that's what gets one out of bed in the morning. And it really does. There's not a day that I don't wake up and jump out of bed and wanna go and do my job, because it makes me feel really good, but it also makes me feel close to my father, which I think is a huge piece of why I love doing it as much as I do.
We are, and I am so sorry about this, out of time. We've been talking with Claire Newman, Senior Director of External Affairs at Sirius Fund Children's Network. The 23rd Sirius Fund's annual gala is taking place today, June 27th, from 5 to 11:30 p.m. at the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom. To find out more or to donate, you can go online at doubleHranch.org. Claire, thanks so much for joining us today, and I am so pleased to having had the opportunity to talk to you. I really think you're wonderful, and I think the work you're doing is wonderful.
Thank you, Alan. It was just such a pleasure.
That was Claire Newman, daughter of Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, and Senior Director of External Affairs at Sirius Fund Children's Network. The 23rd Sirius Fund's annual gala is taking place this evening, June 27th, from 5 to 11:30 at the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom. You can find out more by going online at doubleHranch.org, doubleHranch.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.